Welcome to Team Talk Radio, Team Referral Network's weekly podcast for entrepreneurs and small business owners. I'm Terry Lee Harrison, and I'm looking forward to sharing what you need to know for business success. Networking with power partners, professionals who share your clients and it's not competition, is one of the most powerful concepts we teach at Team Referral Network. You should spend 80% of your networking time building and cultivating relationships with power partners. In the coming month, we are focusing on how to level up your professional relationship with your power partners. Today, we're going to focus on the building of a new referral relationship and what to do if your relationship needs some work. A successful power partner relationship is all about building a reciprocal referral relationship where you refer back and forth. Like the other important relationships in your life, power partner relationships take effort and honest and open communication. So, what if your power partner and you have not started to refer to each other yet? Here's the reality. Just because you are now part of the same networking chapter, this doesn't mean that your potential power partner didn't already have referral relationships with other professionals before he met you. Or maybe you have already established referral relationships as well. What can be done to give that person an opportunity to do business with your clients? Schedule a coaching session. In fact, plan on meeting together multiple times to build rapport and understand as much as possible about each other's business. When you get together, ask, "How can I earn your trust?" Likewise, share, "This is exactly how you could earn my trust." Also ask, "What would it take for you to refer to me?" And share, "This is what it would take for me to refer to you." As you're going about building the relationship, here are some additional ways to make it solid. Be yourself. Plan something fun to do together. Let go of expectations. Identify shared goals and values. Schedule brainstorming time. And most importantly, be willing to refer first. So those are some tips on starting a new power partner relationship. What if you've been in a referral relationship with a power partner and it's now deteriorated and referrals have dropped off? So perhaps you've worked with a power partner for a time, but things have changed. If you'd like to attempt to salvage the relationship, schedule the time to get together. You can say, "We've worked well together in the past. What's happened to change that? What has to happen for us to begin referring again?" As you go through this discussion, here are some tips and strategies for you. First, get rid of your ego and let go of who is right and who is wrong. Be willing to find out what is wrong in you. What have you done to possibly bring this relationship to this point? Find the exact cause of the breakdown. Once you've found your mistakes, find out if they can be rectified. Always look at the problem, judge it by looking through the other person's perspective. In this process, seek nothing in return. This will generate reciprocity and possibly revive your relationship. And most importantly, learn to listen. Power partner relationships are absolutely worth the effort. Whether you're starting a new relationship or investigating how you can improve one that's currently challenged, I invite you to make the effort. You will be glad that you did. This week's network training is An Important Job to Be Done. This is a story about four people named Everybody, Somebody, Anybody, and Nobody. There was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure that somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry about that because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought anybody would do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done. Don't leave important tasks like inviting visitors, following up, or scheduling coaching sessions to just everybody, somebody, or anybody because nobody will do it. Our quote of the week this week is from Mario Andretti. If things seem under control, you are just not going fast enough. Thank you. To learn more about Team Referral Network, visit us on the web at teamreferralnetwork.com. Until next time, this is Terry Lee Harrison for Team Talk Radio, what you need to know for business success.